Welcome to the Pneuma Church Podcast. Wherever you are in the world, we are so glad you've joined us. Our prayer is that this message will reveal more of who our Heavenly Father is as we grow deeper in intimacy with Jesus. Enjoy the message.
So I've got a short message for us today in our carol service. It's called This Christmas. This Christmas. Someone's starting a song about this Christmas. Wasn't it last Christmas? Nah, this Christmas. You want that one? Yeah, we're going to talk about this Christmas. Hey, what comes to mind when you think about this Christmas? This Christmas carol service, I don't even have a timer to look at, so wish me luck. Nah, it's all good. We'll be done in no time. But what comes to mind when you think about this Christmas? Let's go to Isaiah 9:6-7. Isaiah 9:6-7 says, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace, there will be no end, on the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time forth and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this." The prophet Isaiah was prophesying about Jesus' birth. It was hundreds of years before Jesus' birth. And the Lord was speaking through him about the promise of Jesus, the gift that was to come in Jesus to bring us hope and to save us, to save all people, to give hope to all people. But this all came to pass on the first Christmas, the day that Jesus was born. The prophecy was fulfilled. There was many prophecies about the birth of Jesus, about God sending his son. But on the first Christmas, this came to pass. Let's look at Matthew chapter 1 and hear about the first Christmas. You know, this was the first Christmas, but for many decades, for many centuries, a few centuries, actually, Christmas wasn't really celebrated. If you look at history, the first Christmas was around the year 336 because of a whole lot of politics and a whole lot of things that people were just not celebrating the birth of Jesus. But there's been many Christmases that have been celebrated so many years. You know, it's 2000 on from Jesus' birth and today we still celebrate Christmas. So Matthew 1:18-25 says, "Now the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph," betrothed, it means engaged. "When Joseph was engaged to Mary, before they came together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. And her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, 'Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins.' All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet: 'Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel,' which means God with us. When Joseph woke up from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took his wife, but he knew her not until she had given birth to a son and called his name Jesus." See, Jesus' birth has been celebrated for thousands of years. Why? There's countries that do not recognize it. There's places that will not declare it. There's religions that will not. But no matter what, it continues to be celebrated. It continues to be a time, December, where we point to the name of Jesus. We can do that any other time during the year. But there's something about December, isn't there? What an opportunity it is. And Jesus' name continues to be celebrated because he is worthy of it. Nothing can stamp out Jesus' birth. Nothing can stamp out Jesus' death and resurrection. So we get to celebrate it. How do you guys celebrate Christmas? Yeah, food, eating, presents. Presents, yeah, gifts, big family meals, Santa, all those things. How did you grow up celebrating Christmas? What was Christmas like for you? Some of us have had many Christmases, haven't we? Some of us can't even count. I think I'm up to my 41st Christmas. Just turned 41 the other day. But how did you grow up celebrating Christmas? See, for me, Christmas time, Christmas cards were such a big thing. Who knows Christmas cards? You would write Christmas cards. You would post Christmas cards. The whole lounge room would be full of Christmas cards. You don't see Christmas cards much anymore these days, do you? Come on, let's bring back the Christmas cards. Put Hallmark back into business. But for me, growing up, Christmas, it was in the month of December. My parents would give us money to buy clothes for Christmas. But it was the one time in the year we would get a lump sum of money to say, go and buy some clothes. And as part of that shopping, we'd buy some special Christmas clothes. And it didn't matter where I was on Christmas Day, whether I was at home with my parents, whether I was at an uncle's house, whether I was in the rural villages with the poor people, I would be wearing my Christmas clothes and everyone would know about it. We would dance into the night. We would party. Every now and again, maybe we'd watch the birth of Jesus on TV, but it wasn't really the focus. It was the clothes. You know, I would just go to the shops, the shopping center, to just party with everyone there, just in my Christmas clothes. I don't know, what was Christmas like for you? That's what it was like for me. But this Christmas, I want to ask you a question. Will you remember the first Christmas? This Christmas, as it comes, will you actually remember the first Christmas? The time when God sent his one and only Son, Jesus Christ. Come on, let's remember it this Christmas. Hey, he gave us Jesus through the Virgin Mary, by the Holy Spirit. This is something we're to remember. Why? Because it's so easy to forget, isn't it? Sometimes Christmas just comes. I'm so glad we're doing these carols today, guys. Because sometimes we wait till Christmas Day. Oh, Christmas. But now we've got weeks to just think about it. Look at your Advent calendars and learn again what's Christmas all about. A little heads up, like I was talking about in the song earlier. We got a heads up to Christmas. Because it's so easy to forget in all the hustle and bustle, shopping for Christmas. Some of you right now, you're not even listening because you heard something I've said and you're just thinking about what you need to buy this week. Before you do that, just remember the reason for the season. You know, at Christmas time, we gather with family, we talk, how are you doing? But we actually end up celebrating the year gone more than celebrating the King of Kings. What do you celebrate the most at Christmas time? There's nothing wrong with celebrating all the other things that come with Christmas. The public holidays, their gifts, family time. But we've got to keep the main thing, the main thing. We sung about it today. Yes, Jesus. We sung about it. We read about it, that he is Wonderful Counselor. Do you know Jesus as your Wonderful Counselor? When you need advice, when you need wisdom, when you need to know which way to go, just in your day-to-day, do you have him as your Wonderful Counselor? Who do you go to when you need to make big decisions, small decisions, any decision? Is he the anchor of your life, the wonderful counselor? Is he mighty God? He is, but is he that to you? He's so strong. He's our mighty God. All things are possible through our mighty God. Is he the Prince of Peace? You know, there's so many things we can be anxious about, and we all do get anxious about different things at different times. But Jesus says, do not let your hearts be troubled. Let not your hearts be troubled. That's why he died. That's why he rose again, so that we could have peace, so we could have the Holy Spirit. Is he your everlasting Father? Everlasting Father. He's got no end. I mean, these kids, I love the childlike faith. Hey, is he your everlasting Father? Oh, we're learning from the kids today. I just love how Isaiah puts it. Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. He will establish his kingdom. He will grow his kingdom through Jesus Christ, through us. So as you remember or come to know what Christmas is actually all about, will you go and tell it on the mountain? Will you go and tell it? We heard it today. We'll hear it tomorrow. Go tell it on the mountain. So we can be reminded of what Christmas is all about. We can know what Christmas is all about, but we'll actually share with people this year at your Christmas work party. You don't have to be like, oh man, I forgot to talk about what Christmas is all about. I'm giving you a reminder. The Holy Spirit might be giving you a reminder to talk to your neighbor about Christmas this time. To actually say, hey, what do you do for Christmas? How do you celebrate Christmas? Oh, well, this is what I do. This year we've got a Christmas service at our church, 10 o'clock. This is what we'll be celebrating. And just use those opportunities to share the reason for the what? Season. We hear that all the time. Hey, sounds cliche, but it's the truth. It is the reason for the season. So will you go and tell it on the mountain? Shout it out from the rooftops. Luke 2 verse 10 says, and the angel said to them, this was an angel after Jesus had been born, speaking to the shepherds. The angel said to them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Good news of great joy, that will be for all the people. Come on, the world needs good news. Your family needs good news. Your boss needs good news. It says it's for great joy. We carry joy and we get to share that joy. So I encourage you this Christmas to share this good news. This Christmas, will you celebrate the true reason for the season? Verse 21 in Matthew that we just read says, she will bear a son and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save people from their sins. This is the reason why Jesus came. He just didn't come for us to just holly jolly and have some fun. He came to actually save us from our sins, to save us from hell, to save us from separation from the Lord. We were all born separated from the Lord. We were all born into sin as sinners. The Bible says, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. None of us were perfect. None of us are perfect. We were all separated from God through what happened right at the beginning with Adam and Eve. And we've all been born into sin. But Jesus was sent on that Christmas day to make a way. He lived, he loved, he demonstrated what the relationship with the Father is to be like. He demonstrated what our relationship with others is to be like. He was perfect without sin. The Bible tells us he was without blemish. And yet he gave up his life for you, for me, for everyone, so that we could have relationship with the Father. This is the good news. But it doesn't end there. He just didn't die and say, see you later. He actually defeated death. He rose again, came out of that tomb. And then 50 days later, 40 days later, I think it is, he ascended to be with the Father. And 10 days later, he sent the Holy Spirit, who is around us, who can be in us. God in us, Emmanuel. This is the true reason for the season. For to us a child is born. See, Isaiah, when he says that, he's not just talking about just the people he was with, just about the Israelites only. There had been a promise since Genesis that the Israelites, the people of God, would be used by the Lord to bless all nations, all families. And this is the promise coming to be. For to us, a child is born. To us, a son is given. You are part of the us. That person you don't like, guess what? They're part of the us. It's for all people. But will you go and tell it on the mountain this year, this Christmas? All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him, Jesus, the iniquity of us all. That's Isaiah 53 verse 6. All of us have turned. All of us have gone astray. But Jesus has made a way. This Christmas, will you give him your heart? And the very next year, just keep telling it. Hey? Just making it up as we go, Josh, yeah? Will you do that this Christmas? Give him your heart? This Christmas, will you actually be his hands and his feet? See, we have Jesus in us by the Holy Spirit when we say yes to him. In him we live. In him we move. In him we have our being. But it's so easy to just brush it aside and just blend in with the culture, even though we have what we carry. But will we be his hands and his feet? Who will you bless this Christmas? Who will you invite to a Christmas lunch at your place? Who will you take out for a coffee this Christmas season, because you know they're doing it tough? There's people that do it tough for Christmas. Even in this very room, there'll be people doing it tough just because it's December, just because it's the time where families get together. And if there's family friction in your family, it's like, oh man, I'm speaking from experience. But you've just got to walk in grace, in his grace that he's given us. This Christmas, let's not focus on ourselves. Let's not focus on what they did to us or what they've done to us, but let's focus on what we've been given and what we can give. We've been given everything through Jesus. He doesn't hold back. He's lavished his love on us. God has. So we get to extend his grace by being his hands and his feet. Who will you bless this Christmas? Who will you write a card to? Imagine if all of us just wrote a Christmas card. And you know, I'm just going to tell you right now. Please don't write me a card unless you're going to write more than Merry Christmas in it. When someone writes me a card and says, Dear Steve, and then the card just has Merry Christmas, and then it just says Isaiah knows it's probably going to get to the bin very quickly. But he's learned from that, because last Christmas, he became the talk of his class because all the kids got Christmas cards with so much writing in it. And all the moms are like, oh, that Isaiah. Because we just love words of affirmation. So there's nothing wrong with the thought. But I'm just saying, you can actually bless someone with your words this Christmas. It takes you 5 minutes to just write some words, to show them love, to appreciate them. This Christmas, will you be his hands and his feet? We saw Jesus show compassion for people. He saw the one person. No matter how busy he was, he would see the one. He allowed interruptions. Christmas is a busy time, but will you allow the interruptions? Will you be Spirit-led? We had fun a few days ago, Isaiah and Zakai and myself, shopping for the Christmas hamper. But man, what's with the delivery drivers of Woolies? Because we spent an hour in the supermarket and we still couldn't find anything. But then I hear Coles is still going, if only I'd known. But be praying for Woolies because they're making it really hard. But obviously those people need some pay rises. That's why they're having strikes. This Christmas, will you bless the delivery drivers at Woolies? This Christmas, think about this. Worship team, if you could come up as we close this part of this Christmas carol service. This Christmas, think about this question. What is Christmas like for God? Think about Christmas Day. What is Christmas Day like for God? Does he get excited? Yay, it's Christmas Day! Because we're all excited. Does he get excited? Does he anticipate receiving gifts just like we do on Christmas Day? What's on God's wish list? I know Christmas is just a day in the calendar. But you know, God is overall. He holds everything together. He knows that day is about Him. He's allowed that day to be about Him. Because we could go, oh, it's just a day. It's just in the calendar. But the Lord's involved in that. Will you make Christmas special for Him this year? How can you, as an individual, make Christmas special for our God? Will you go tell it on the mountain? Who will you share the good news with? You know, just one person, even on Christmas Day, if you were to just share with them the good news, what would that do for our Lord on Christmas? Will you take time to remember the true reason for the season? This Christmas, will you say yes to Jesus? We've been given the gift, but have we accepted the gift? What gift would the Lord like on Christmas Day? He would love every one of us just to love Him, just to glorify Him, just to give our total selves to Him, to turn from our own ways and to look to Him, to focus on Him. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you.
Thank you for joining us. We hope that you enjoyed today's podcast. And we realize that not everyone has had the opportunity to respond to the good news of the gospel. And for this reason, in all of our services and platforms, we want to extend to you the opportunity to follow Jesus. The Bible teaches us that we have been created for a relationship with God. However, sin, which is essentially disobedience, independence, and disbelief, or us simply missing the mark, entered the world and separated us from God. Romans chapter 6 verse 23 says that the wages of sin is death. And a debt was owed, and the Bible tells us that He, Jesus, demonstrated His love for us, that while we were still sinners, He died for us. Jesus paid the penalty for our sin. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish but have eternal life." God so loved the world that He gave us Jesus, that whoever believes in Him will be saved. All that is required of anyone is that they believe in Jesus, the Son of God, who came, lived, died, and rose again so that we could be forgiven, made right, and given the right to become children of God and to have life forevermore with Him. Today, you can begin a relationship with Jesus. To believe in him is to simply to respond with faith in our hearts and confess with our mouths that he is Lord. And we do that through a simple prayer. Follow along with me. Dear Jesus, I believe that you are the Son of God. I thank you that you love me and came to forgive me of my sin. I repent from my old way of life and I turn to follow you. I receive the free gift of eternal life and I ask that you fill me with the Holy Spirit so that I can live a life of following after you. I thank you that I am born again as a child of God and that I am a new creation in Christ Jesus. Amen. If you prayed this prayer for the first time, we would love to connect with you and connect you to your next step and the local church in your area. You can contact us on our website at newmar.church. Thanks for listening.